Two of the most beloved players in Ohio State history are suing the university in a case that could set a precedent in college football. At issue is whether Ohio State should be able to use current and former players' names and images for profit without consent. WKSU commentator Terry Pluto joins me. Terry, the lawsuit has been filed by Chris Spielman and Archie Griffin, two highly respected and popular former players.
If you do the Mount Rushmore of Ohio football, you know, there are two Buckeyes who maybe the first two heads that would be picked or certainly be in the top four. Secondly, there are guys who are very successful, you know, in life after football. You know, they're not guys that are looking for a quick paycheck. They're not guys that are angry at the school.
Okay.
And so when they speak, even if it's almost in a whisper, it sounds like it comes through a megaphone. And when they pull out a megaphone, like they've done in this case, everybody's going to listen.
Explain what this is all about. It's about them being upset with the university using their likeness.
It isn't about in the Ohio State media guide or Ohio State history books about football, there's pictures of Griffin and Spielman and all the greats. They don't care about that. They don't care if even if there will be a banner or picture of him, you know, on the walls of a locker room. No, it's the fact that their picture or likeness is being used on a banner that's sponsored by
Honda.
And how did Honda get to sponsor it?
By paying money.
That's exactly it.
Okay.
They have no control over like what corporate sponsor then gets hooked up to their picture. I mean, Chris Spielman, for example, maybe he wouldn't want his picture used with a beer ad. Strip clubs.
Tobacco company.
Gentlemen's clubs, excuse me. So on one level, it sounds like they want a piece of the action.
Yeah, like this is all about money.
But they say it's not. In fact, Spielman has said that if whatever he wins in this case, he's going to donate it back to the Ohio State Athletic Department. I think their feeling is Ohio State has sold so much things to corporate sponsorship. Now you're selling my picture too. And Amanda, I keep trying to find a problem with their argument, Spielman's argument,
yeah.
Griffin's. I can't. The top 30 programs, you know, Texas, Ohio State, Nebraska, all the biggies, USC. This is professional football. That's really what they're doing.
And that's been the argument for a long time.
Right. It's why about paying players. Yeah. You and I have even discussed that in the past. Hey, they should have their own rules. You know, the midline Division I, Kent States and all that, they're the ones that, you know, it's back to the scholarship. And
yeah,
those programs are being run at a deficit. You know, these guys are raking in so much cash, you can't believe it. Because they're selling everything.
Right.
And now they're selling their history to Honda.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe they don't mind Honda, but they're worried about where are you going to sell me next?
Yeah, where does it go?
The truth is, and I'm sure players like Spielman and others have a lot of sympathy for some of the players who say, you know, we should be paid a certain amount of money to play big-time football in front of 100,000 people. That's why I think they're trying to make a stand there, and I'm glad they're doing it, and I hope that fans understand what's really going on here. I'm trying to think, in the NFL, you can't do this, you know, because, see, the NFL has a thing, a licensing thing, the NBA and MLB, where they pay the unions, again, there's unions there, X amount of dollars for the rights to use the players' images on different things, and then it's
so
divided up.
There's a union. There's no unions in college football.
No, periodically they've talked about doing
right,
that.
Right.
And, you know, there's been a thing, the Ed O'Banion suit about, again, using some former players and things in other areas. I think it was video games and so on. But this is a little different. When these guys from the big school, and they love Ohio State. These are not two guys bitter about their time at Ohio State.
Right.
Stand up and say, this is wrong. Ohio State better listen. And I hope some players at some other big schools, whether it's Wisconsin or, you know, name your big-time school, Texas, if this same thing's going on, they need to stand up and do the exact same thing and say, no, you will not sell us for corporate money.
Like you said, it could turn into a class action lawsuit.
It certainly could. And if these schools are smart now, they'll just stop it.
Terry, thanks.
Thanks, Amanda.
That's WKSU commentator Terry Pluto, who joins us Wednesday mornings to talk sports. At WKSU.org, he talks about why Cavs star LeBron James is grumpy.